Does that bring us to Kevin Trudeau, which we talked about earlier? I mean, because here's a guy who has, by law, almost by a congressional act, been banned from doing infomercials and still finds a way to get on infomercials. So we'll talk about that. But he was originally selling products, and they were products which, I mean, hard to imagine that these were working, but people were sending him money. Can you talk about what some of those were?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around for a very long time, and has been selling all sorts of products. He sold a hair product. He sold a product that would improve your memory. He sold a product that would help you quit smoking. He's a sort of classic huckster. He would just come on the air every few months with a different product, and sell it.
He would swear by it. He would have doctors, people who claim to be doctors, there swearing by the product.
Yeah, he would make claims that were completely outlandish, that were not supported by any research, by any science. He would have doctors or people who said that they were doctors, who were not actually doctors, come on the air and swear by it. He would say that these products would do something that they absolutely wouldn't do. He did it again and again and again and kept getting into trouble again and again and again. Of course, it's also worth mentioning that he came to the infomercial industry with a very sketchy past, having been involved having had legal run-ins previously and having gone to jail. He spent, I think it was close to 2 years in prison as a younger man for not for infomercial related crimes, but he was involved in a check. It was a check scheme, and he was posing as a doctor. I mean, he's a really shady character. Who got into infomercials at just the right time, and you know was just determined to make money and say whatever he had to say to get people to buy these products.
Well, and so I want to go through what some of those products were. I'm just looking through your book here. One of them was a product where he had a guy, the Natural Cures. It was before the Natural Cures book. Right. It was when he was sort of positioning himself as a guy who had a system for breaking. Was it the breaking addiction system?
He had a breaking. He's had a whole bunch of products. He had a mega memory product, which was supposed to improve your memory. And he claimed that, you know, that you could he could actually help the mentally challenged if you bought these audio tapes.
Right, somebody who was even brain damaged had learned to read.
Right, exactly. He could actually promise that he could help you have a photographic memory, and you could be brain damaged or mentally disabled, and he could give you this photographic memory.
Which one of those were pills? Were any of those pills that he was having people take? Didn't he have a claim about having the New England Journal of Medicine had a that they had reviewed his product, or that there had been this product was the end result of 100 investigations by the medical industry. I mean, I'm trying to find it here real quick, but
yeah, there was the addiction breaking system, which could actually get you to stop any addiction that you had, whether it was to alcohol or cigarettes or drugs. Instantly. He had the hair product that could. I think his claim was that it would end baldness in the human race, quote unquote.
which I
can personally attest that baldness continues.
Now, was that a pill though?
That claim was made.
Was that a supplement though? Because I think that was the interesting part, that when you're making products, whether it's was he the one that did the coral thing? Where they had the calcium coral?
That was one of his business partners
okay.
Had the coral calcium, and he had his own calcium product several years before. Coral calcium came a little bit later, but you know the claim with calcium was that the supplement would cure you of all sorts of diseases, and he had this notorious quack Dr. Barefoot, Dr. Bob Barefoot. Who's not a real doctor.
Did he say he's not a real doctor in the infomercial?
No. He said it said on the screen, Dr. Bob Barefoot. It wasn't, it wasn't disclosed at all that he wasn't actually a doctor. And as far as I know, he never actually completed college.
They did some research
into him and couldn't find any evidence that he'd actually even gone to college. But he claimed he was a doctor, and I think he later said he was a holistic doctor, but they couldn't find any qualifications whatsoever to support the claim he was a doctor.
So here's Kevin Trudeau. He makes all of this money on these products, on these infomercials. He hires phony doctors for essentially what is a phony product. It doesn't do what it is that it says that it will do. And where does all the money go?
That's a big mystery. The money he is... Since he started getting into legal trouble, which is more than 10 years ago, he has been very, very, very careful about ensuring that the money trail is as hidden as possible. The money is believed to be offshore. Nobody really knows how much money he's made. When he was in trouble several years ago, and they came after him, the only assets they found in his name were a house in California and a Mercedes Benz, both of which he surrendered to the government as part of a settlement. And he sort of put up his hands and said, "Well, here you go. Here are the keys to my house, and here's my car.
You caught me.
I'm giving you everything I have." Which was sort of laughable because he was making millions of dollars a week selling his products. And there was some evidence of money that was flowing to various offshore tax havens. The Isle of Man in the British Channel Islands, for example. But no one's ever really gone on the international hunt for where all of Kevin Trudeau's millions are. But there's somewhere.